Good morning, Atlanta. You know who it is. It's the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. And this is Second Date Update, brought to you by 1-800-HURT-911. Who's on the line this morning?
Yeah, man. This is Dante.
Dante, what's up? How can we help
Dante,
you, bro?
Hey, good morning.
So, for Valentine's Day, the short I've been kicking it with, you know, on Valentine's Day, man, I sent her the candy, the cards, you know, the whole nine. And I sent her, you know, even a necklace, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, with her name embroidered on it. And I decided that I wanted to take her out to dinner, you know what I'm saying, to a fine restaurant. So, I sent her the address and everything. So, you know, when it came to it that night, I'm at the restaurant and I'm waiting on her, but she never showed up. So, you know, I'm trying to see what's up, man. Like, it's kind of crazy to me.
Oh, so she done left you hanging.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I feel like after I've done all that and put in all that effort, it's like what's going on? Like, you know, no call, no nothing.
So you must be the weakest second guy, because the first guy obviously paired her with your meal and your gifts, and she went on to her next guy. See, sometimes women divide Valentine's
Day. Don't make him feel bad.
Bro.
Dante, we're sure that's not what happened, baby.
Well, how about this?
That ain't cool, though.
How about this, Dante? What's her name?
Monica.
Monica. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get Monica on the phone. You don't say nothing. You be quiet till we bring you in. And we're going to get to the bottom of it and find out, because that's what we do. We're professionals. And you made the right choice by making this call. We're going to find out what's going on, all right?
All right, cool.
Bet. Hold on. Let's get on the phone.
Now, Shouty, why are you trying to make that man feel bad?
It happened to me every year. So I know the classic circumstances. So when you buy somebody something, they go with somebody else that night for the goodies.
Shada, why do you think stuff like this happened to me?
Because it happened to him. You heard what his...
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Monica, please?
This is she.
Hey, Monica, how you doing? Did I wake you up?
No. I was on my way getting up for work anyway. I just don't know who I'm speaking with.
Okay, Monica, this is Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouta Shouta from the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5.
Good morning.
So, good morning, baby. Hey, you know, I know it's out the blue. You weren't expecting us to call you, but look, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update, man. And basically, somebody's looking for you. You know what I'm saying? Say they did some nice things for you, some nice gestures, and you left them stranded. Basically, you didn't show up on a date that y'all was supposed to go out on.
Do you know a man named Dante, baby? And if so, what happened?
Yes, I do know him. Well, we were dating, and it was fine. He had flowers, candy, and a card with a beautiful necklace delivered to me. And there was a note in it that said, meet him at a restaurant. But when I took the necklace out and looked on the back of it, it was another woman's name engraved on the back of it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What was the name?
I mean, I know my name is Monica. The name on the back of it said Mallory.
Mallory?
That boy done gave you some hot jewelry.
So I was not showing up anywhere he can have dinner alone, or he needs to call Mallory.
Girl, you are being petty. Look,
what if it was a mistake? You could have called him. What if it was a mistake?
What if he gave you the wrong necklace and he gave Mallory the wrong necklace?
Okay, let's stop speculating. Monica, we actually do have Dante on the phone, and this is interesting. Dante, please tell us, is the mistake she got the wrong one? The jewelry company messed up.
All right, man. First off, I didn't even know that it was a mistake like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like you should have called me and told me that. Because honestly, man, I put Monica on that paper. You know what I'm saying? When I was talking to the people, I wrote it in cursive, as a matter of fact. And I told them it was an honest mistake, Monica and Mallory.
Baby, that is not a mistake.
Hey, you try again, man.
No. Baby, I have an L or Y in it.
Man, look, things happen. I didn't make the necklace. I just went up there and put the order in. But you should have called and told me that, though, instead of having me look stupid at the restaurant.
So
clearly, I went out
of
my way to do everything. But, so you think I'm going to do all of that to spend all that money and then send you a necklace with the wrong name on it?
Dante.
Come on back to us. Dante, I have a serious question, and you better answer this truthfully, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you know any woman named Mallory?
Nah, I don't know no Mallory.
You don't know no Mallory, Dante.
I don't know no Mallory.
On your greedy, greedy grandmama, you don't know no Mallory.
Bro, I don't know no Mallory, bro.
And I do not believe that.
Why you don't believe it, though? That's what I'm saying. Like,
either you don't know a Mallory, or you can't spell.
because I find it very hard to believe.
Dante, Monica, let me ask you a question. Dante
and Mallory.
Dante.
What's up?
Yes. Now, when you went and purchased this, you told them the name, you wrote it in cursive or whatever. When you came and picked it up, you didn't think to check the whole necklace. I mean, the pendant or whatever, it ain't like it's a huge piece. It can't be that big. Way, oh, I forgot to read the name.
Nah, I actually had the necklace shipped directly to her.
Oh.
I sent everything else separately.
Okay, well then, hold up, man.
That's so thoughtful, though. That's like a really thoughtful gift, Dante, if you didn't really mean it to give it to no Mallory.
Thoughtful my ass. He meant to send that to somebody else.
Come on, Zaldi, I'm saying, but you tripping over a necklace, though, like something that wasn't even my fault. I can see if I made a necklace or if I wrote the wrong name down, if I told him the wrong name. Clearly, I done went out of my way to do everything else. I'm waiting on you at the restaurant. I ain't waiting on nobody else. I damn sure ain't waiting on no Mallory.
If he can produce to me what he wrote on that paper for them people to write on that necklace, then we can have another date.
Well, other baby, look, that, what I we going to do is we're just going to give another
he
date.
Already have
he
a little.
That. So, look, we ain't got time to do all that.
You already not believing me. You know what I'm saying? I'm up here telling you the truth, telling you what the deal is, and you don't believe it. Now I got to go back up here and get a paper to prove to you. I can just get the situation fixed.
I don't want anything you meant to send to another woman. Why would I want that?
I don't even know no Mallory. Who was I going to send it to?
Monica, you going to give a second date or not?
Girl, eat your pride. Talk to this man and answer the question. Monica, it sounds like Dante is being honest with you. I don't know if you guys have a history of or disloyalty in your relationship, but, I mean, just go ahead and, you know, forgive him this one time, girl.
If he can show me that it was an accident, then I will give him another date because I do like him.
All right, Dante, that is, man, date number two. You got it, basically. You just got to bring the proof. Hey, time y'all call us up for this second date update. Let's hear all about it, man. I don't know what to say. Some people are just very, very picky. Ain't nothing wrong with it, I don't guess. 443-520-945. Keep it locked. We're number one in the streets. It's Streets 94.5.